Subress.
On demand.
Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now.
The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
Now listen, my next guest up on the show needs absolutely no introduction. Tell you what, he has been flipping the script musically, all right, with each and every release. He's given us hit after hit, banger after banger, and just in the last few weeks, he's dropped a big one. You guys have been showing it so much love. It was only right we got him up on the show, and do you know what? It nearly didn't happen this evening, all right? I didn't think it was going to happen, but we found him, all right, so we can all take a deep breath, give it up, and show some love for my bro, a man like Jazz Dummy.
Yes, bro. Yes, bro. How are you doing, man?
All good, man, Jazz. Listen, always good to have you up on the show. You know, man, me and you go way back. I mean, I remember our first interview, you know, way back when. I remember you still remember like it was yesterday. You came into the studio, man. He came with your badger. Jokes then, you know, amazing. Oh, yeah. Amazing. And you know what? You know, you've come a long way since then, bro. I mean, first of all, you know, before we get into it, man, you know, how are you, man? How are you?
I'm very good, man. First of all, apologies for the mix-up on you finding me. Sorry about that. But yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Very good, with God's grace. I'm very well. I'm enjoying all the love I've been getting for this release, man. Yeah. So, really chuffed, man, to be back.
No, without a doubt. And the track, you know, it's called Bus, you and Karan Ojla, which we'll get into in a moment. You know, it's getting so much love. And as I was telling you off air, it's jumped right into our Subress Radio charts, you know. And again, you know, as I said, it is just an absolute banger. But, you know, I mean, just taking you back a little bit, you know, I talked about, you know, our first interview way back when, you know, when he came here. You know, how's the journey been, Jazz? You know, when you look back, you know, to that time when he started to now, you know, do you feel that you are on the right track of accomplishing your goals and your vision that, you know, you set out to do back then?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think the only, not complaint, but the only change that happened during this journey was the Bollywood journey. Because yeah. I had, like, you know, when I was a lot younger,
yeah,
when I was a kid, I'd say, like 8, 9 years old, I had a vision of just singing Bollywood songs.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even though I've released a couple and they've been successful, I think that's one thing that I kind of wanted to continue. But what's happened over the years is the Punjabi element of people loving Punjabi music is just gone crazy, hasn't it, in the last, yeah, like 5, 6 years.
Yeah.
So my attention, like, well, I think the last 10 years, my attention just switched because, first of all, I'm Punjabi, yeah, number one, the most important thing. And number two, I felt like, rather than me doing Bollywood and being the guy behind the scenes, I wanted to be the guy that's at the front and, you know, repping my mother tongue and also repping Punjabi independent music. So that's the one thing that changed over the last 10 years. But I think it's a blessing in disguise. Well, it's not a blessing in disguise, it's a blessing because I finally got around to releasing music that I really enjoy making. And I think at some point when I was doing Bollywood stuff,
yeah,
I wasn't feeling that vibe, man. I wasn't feeling like, yeah, I was putting out the best music that I could put out.
Yeah.
And it's because I was so driven by doing Bollywood music. And even though I had two successful songs there, like Humne Peer Rakhiya did really well for me, then obviously Hai Hi Te Nachiya did really well for me as well.
Huh.
I felt like I would have lost myself if I continued doing that. But now I feel like, yeah, man, I know exactly what I'm doing. I know my sound. I know what people want. And that's what Bus is about, you know what I mean? It's about attract for people to be like, yo, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And also, he knows his audience and he knows his fans, he knows what his fans want. And that's exactly what I do with the song. I gave people, my fans, I'd say, people that support my music, exactly what they expect from me. So I'm glad people are loving it, man.
Absolutely.
It's given me even more confidence, because even though I'm confident with the music I release, but it really shows that if you believe in your vision 100%, it's just, you just got to continue just going through that journey and it's going to come to light. And that's exactly what's happened over the years, man.
Of course. And you know, one of the things that we love about you, Jazz, is, right, you know, with each release, you know, and I said it at the beginning, you know, you always take us by surprise because we never know what you are going to drop, you know, because you know, I've got to say, bro, you know, you are one of the most versatile artists out there in the game.
And,
you just every, you know, I don't think there's a genre that you ain't covered, from, you know, from the poppy stuff to the pure Punjabi stuff to the ballady stuff, even the dharmic stuff. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You've covered everything. You know, I've got to ask you, man, you know, as an artist, you know, as a singer, you know, are some styles more harder to execute than others?
I'd say, yeah. You know the urban pop space, dance songs?
Yeah.
They're a little bit more challenging for me.
Okay.
But I feel like I've done that with records like, you know, like High Heels, with Cyclone, even this one now, it's more party vibes as well. Even songs like, what other songs have I done that have been more urban? I can't even think now.
Gene Daddy,
that was what that vibe as well.
Yeah.
I think that space of songs, I enjoy doing them, but I it's a challenge for me. But I can obviously finish them and complete them and release them as well. But it's just, I think it's more challenging for me than ballads. I love doing ballads.
Yeah.
That's my vibe.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's the only challenge I think I face. But apart from that, everything else, man, I love doing different styles, innit? And that's probably what... It's weird, because some fans, like... I feel like I've got two sets of fans.
Okay.
I feel like I've got the sets of fans that love my Punjabi, more Punjabi, hardcore Punjabi vibes.
Huh.
But then there's the other vibes that people love, you know, the urban vibes with the Sendi vibes as well.
Yeah.
So I try and balance it as much as I can. And that's what this year is about, just balancing it and just releasing loads of songs, because I've been saying it for so many years that there's going to be like a lurdy. A lurdy basically means just a whole chain of like loads of songs, which I haven't been doing. But I think now, like, because of the way the industry's moved, and I think the way I've also been making songs as well in lockdown, I think that's going to be a lot more frequent. And that's exactly what that's what this first song is about. Just to come in with a bang and then release bangers after this one.
We can't wait. So let's get into this banger, man. It's all about this track, Bus, bro. Now, I know, all right, I know that you and Conan Orjala, right? You know, going back as far back as 2020, you guys have been, like, talking about doing a collab. And, you know, you guys even started something and I think even laid something down, you know, a couple of years ago, but it got scrapped. And then, obviously, before Bus came about, man, talk to me about that.
Yeah, so what happened was, we made a song in 2019.
Yeah.
We made the vibe in 2019. And then what happened was we shot the video, like, at the peak of COVID, right?
Yeah.
So we flew back from India, me and my team, and we flew to India to shoot the video, shot the video. And then, not going into too much detail, but everything that could have gone wrong with that song went wrong. Like, the footage got lost. The producer misplaced the files, then he had to reproduce it wasn't being the same, and just the vibe wasn't right, the energy wasn't right around the record, so literally we were like, we can't release a song that's half missing, and we're not going to shoot another video. I was like, good. And literally the conversation I've had in that music trailer that I released about 3 weeks ago, I was saying to him, bro, what are you going to do? And he was like, I'm coming to England, let's just work it out. And that's exactly what happened. It's exactly what's happened. He came to England. We got into a session together, and boom, we just made the vibe. And 2 weeks later, we shot the video.
Wow.
That's what happened.
Mad. And you know what? I guess everything happens for a reason, Jazz. And you know, that track wasn't meant to be. And you know what? And look at what's dropped in the last few weeks. And Bus is most definitely a vibe. And you know, I mean, you know it yourself, not just here in the UK, man, just globally, especially in India, this track has blown up, Jazz.
Yeah, it does, man. You know, and I think the great thing about it is I think it doesn't sound like anything else. I think that was the one thing I wanted to do with Gunnan. I wanted to make a song that doesn't sound like anything he's done.
Yeah.
And also doesn't like anything that's dropping right now.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of like, gangster vibes in the Punjabi scene that I've been dropping.
Yeah.
But I kind of wanted to make a crossover Punjabi song that's not just Punjabi, which hence why Karan's, he's rapping in Hindi.
Yeah.
So I think that's, these are big elements that I really wanted like to revisit, and that's exactly what we've done. And I'm glad people are, especially in India, even in Canada.
Yeah.
It's been trending in Canada for the past 3 weeks, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Of course. And do you know what? You know, I tell you what's crazy, and I don't know how you, you know, I guess you adapt to it, but obviously back when you started, there was none of these TikTok reels and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. That really has, you know, that obviously that's a thing right now. And, you know, social media is so huge right now. And I know, yeah. You know, you just open up the reels and the TikToks and there's loads of, you know, bus, you know, little videos all over the place, you know.
Yeah.
Which must be amazing for you.
Yeah, man, because like, you know, like you were saying, I'm not that old, but like you said, I started like 10 years ago, right? 11 yeah. years ago, I should say. So, well, actually 12 years ago, I should say, 2022 now.
Yeah.
So yeah, when I was releasing music around then, there wasn't the real culture, was it?
No.
Like the Triller and the TikTok culture, but yeah, seeing it now, like, I think for the last five years, I'd say,
yeah.
It's been like a real thing, and it's good to see how this song has just been trending, man, like everywhere, which is sick.
And you know what's sick, right, is, I tell you what, people are so creative. They are so creative with their stuff.
Yeah, I know. I know, man. It's like, it's mad, because sometimes I think, would I do this myself? And I think, I don't know if I could, because I'm not that... Maybe because I'm a little older than the 10-year-old. Well, the other people that are doing it is probably under 15, right?
Yeah.
So maybe because I'm not older than that, but it's just not something that I've done. But also, I do think I probably would do it actually, because I've done it now. I've done a couple of reels that I've been doing really well. So yeah, I will do it. I am doing it, so it's all right. It's all cool, man.
It's all good. It's all good. And the video's looking sick. Yeah. You know, shot out there in Dubai, Jazz.
Yeah,
you know, again, you know, how involved did he get with the look, or did he just leave it to the director and say, "Yeah, man, just make me and Karan look good, man."
But bro, I directed that video, like, basically, because like what happened was,
yeah.
Literally, the director of Hector, he's from Toronto, he's from LA.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want him to shoot the video. I flew him in.
Yeah.
And then literally, I booked everything, the yacht and everything. I was like, yo, this is what we're doing. And then everything that you see is basically like, it's a direction that I've put forward.
Yeah.
But obviously, the execution has been done by Hector, which is phenomenal, and I won't take any credit away from him. But yeah, it's like the video came out sick, man. Especially like how everything, it was crazy. The shoot, yeah, it was like, literally that shoot was organized in 2 days before yeah. I actually shot the video, because what happened was like everything that could have gone wrong before we got to Dubai went wrong, and literally we just snapped it up, and yeah, we just got it done, man, which is sick.
It is.
Yeah, I think the result was sick.
It is, 100%. And listen, everybody, the track is out. The video's out. Make sure you go and check it out. Bro, I mean, you know, we're only kind of a few months into 2022, man. You know, just tell us what can we expect from Jazz Dami for the rest of the year?
Well, man, this is obviously the first drop of this year for me, but I've got a really cool track I've made with the producer called The Kid.
Yeah.
He's a Punjabi producer. He produced a lot, co-produced a lot of songs with Stuart Bangles and Sidhu as well. So
yeah.
We've done a wicked vibe together. We just shot the video for that in Turkey.
Yeah.
That's going to be dropping next. And then apart from that, a really sick collab with Ikka, the rapper, and Prophecy as well. Sick collab with him. So, yeah, so just loads of collabs and then loads of vibes, man, loads of songs.
We can't wait. Jazz, listen, we love everything that you do, man. Always love and support for you, man. So just keep doing your thing.
Thank you, man.
And, you know, we're here, man. You know, we're supporting, man, 100%. It's always a pleasure having you up on the show, man. We got to, you know, of course, you know, you know the score. You know, we're going to keep having you, you know, over and over again, man. You know, because, as I said, love and support for you always. Bro, listen, thank you once again so much. And it's only right... you know, before we wrap up, you introduce the new one.
Of course, man. Okay, cool, man. You ready? Let's go. Oh, patata tera sanu vi hai bol dehi nahi bas. What's good, everybody? This is Jazz Dami. Thank you for the love and support for the record on Spotify. It's going crazy. On YouTube, it's been going crazy. This is Bas featuring Karan Aujla. Here it goes, man. Let's rock it.
Let's go. Now you chilling with Sopra's Radio.
Breakfast Radio.